Hey, time now for sports. How do you know it's Halloween in Philadelphia? Everybody's dressed like Pedro Martinez, and why not? Pitched well, though he lost the other night. Game 3 of the World Series happens tonight in Philly. Howard Bryant of ESPN and our show is there covering the game. Howard, you there?
Good morning, Scott. I am here.
Boo!
Present, reporting for duty.
Story of the series so far, pitching.
It's pitching, no question. It's a great series. I thought from the start that this was going to be one of the best World Series that we've had, because it's been a long time since you've had the two best teams in baseball facing each other, mostly because the two best teams had been in the same division, the Red Sox and the Yankees. And now I think you actually have a World Series where the best team in the American League, the Yankees, and the best team, the defending champion, world, you know, Philadelphia Phillies, are going head-to-head. And Pedro Martinez was great. Cliff Lee was fantastic. CeCe Sabathia was great. Yep. And A.J. Burdett was great. It's been a phenomenal series.
And Mario Rivera in a couple of years. It seems like that in a couple of innings of relief. Cliff Lee also fielded his position well, didn't he?
Yeah, and we were talking about that, how it was the difference between yesterday and today. He hits a pop fly and he nonchalants the ball, catches it at his hip as if he's out in Central Park making a catch in the middle of the World Series, ho-hum. And obviously in yesterday's game in the 1950s, somebody would have had to pay the price, maybe a fastball behind the ear for him showboating that play. But he was clearly in control of everything. You would have thought that he was out playing wiffle ball with his son. He was so good.
Because the Yankees lost that first game and the mathematics of home field advantage, does that matter?
Sure. I don't think there's a home field advantage in this series because the ballparks are so similar. The Yankee Stadium is a home run park. Citizens Bank Park is a home run park. I don't think there's a big deal here. Where it really does matter, though, is the last ups, of course. When you've got the home field advantage, you get the final swing. And these two teams are so good and so patient and so offensively gifted that whoever gets that last swing is probably going to be the one who wins.
Cole Hamels starts for Philly tonight. Andy Pettitte's on the mound for the Yankees. He's been in more World Series games than Vin Scully.
He's only won more postseason games than anybody. I said that this was going to go the distance. I said Yankees in seven. I'm tentatively holding on to that, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, and so should anybody else who really likes playoff baseball.
It's a great series so far. Okay, Howard, talk to you later.
Take care.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, ESPN the candy corn, joining us from Philadelphia.